Nestled between small neighborhoods and industrial parks on Garfield Street, there's a new gated community. A man with a clipboard greets visitors to Opportunity Village. To enter, one must be escorted by a resident. No drop-ins or minors allowed. Currently, the village is made up of 7 mini Conestoga huts and 8 bungalows, measuring 8x8 or 8x10.
Please go right in.
Thank you.
52-year-old Mike Torrey and his wife Linda live in bungalow number 12.
Our little DVD player and our coffee maker, and I build a couple of shelves. And so basically, it's just like a little house that's about the size of somebody's bedroom. But it's very functional for us, and we really do like it here.
Mike and his wife had been living on the streets for 2 years when they were approached by Opportunity Village volunteers.
Alex Daniels and Mark Hobel came up to me on the corner. My wife and I were holding a cardboard sign in order to make money, and they asked us if we might be interested in a pilot project that they were putting together. And I said, yes, absolutely, and it went from there.
If it weren't for this place, do you have any sense of where you and your wife would be today?
Like some other people that live here now, we came from the Eugene Mission. We didn't like it there because we can't be together there. They have no accommodations for husband and wives. So the first thing that attracted me to this idea was that we could be together again as a married couple should be.
In 2012, the one-night homeless count found 1,751 men, women, and children were without permanent shelter in Lane County. That number, while daunting, continues to fuel people like Dan Bryant. He's a pastor at First Christian Church and the board president of Opportunity Village, Eugene.
I jumped into this when it was in its original stages, eager to help out in any way that I could. Just found a large number of community folk who are very interested in seeing this succeed, who see the problem and feel convinced that we as a community need to figure out a different way of doing things.
Opportunity Village is a planned self-governing community with rules.
No alcohol, no drugs, no violence, no theft, no disruptive behavior.
Currently, 15 people live in the Opportunity Village. It could grow to 45. As a pilot project, Eugene City Council granted just over a year for them to make it work. That means residents don't want any problems inside. Background checks and interviews are conducted, and everyone must work. Mike Torrey.
I'm on the kitchen committee. I spend a lot of time trying to keep this all clean and organized, making sure people have coffee and keeping everything straight and tidy.
This micro-housing concept is a prototype that's been successful around the country. It was introduced to Eugene organizers by 26-year-old master's student Andrew Heben. He's now on the board.
I did my thesis on self-organized tent cities. I spent a month living in one in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And so I moved here after finishing my schoolwork for a job, and that kind of aligned with the closing of the Occupy camp, which resulted in a task force on homeless solutions.
All the structures at Opportunity Village have been built by volunteers with donated materials.
We don't have like big time funding, but we're getting it done on the power of community.
There are group activities like meals and meetings. This Halloween, one resident couple will get married on site. But as homey as this village may feel, this is transitional housing, and Mike Torrey knows it.
The mission statement of OVE is to transition people successfully out of here back into society. So if all goes well, we will hopefully become a positive statistic.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert, reporting from Opportunity Village in Eugene.